Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And since nothing seems to be moving in the baseball marketplace, Phillies have not done squat-ta as of right now. Schwarber, still a free agent. Realmuto, still a free agent. Ranger Suarez, free agent. Bader, free agent. Castellanos, not traded. We're all just sitting here enjoying the offseason, waiting for Dave Dombrowski to do something. So in the meantime, we're gonna do a look ahead because I don't know about you guys, but I am very much missing baseball on a day to day basis. I turn on the Sixers, you know, on a Monday night, or the Flyers on a Tuesday night, or whatever. It's just never the same. It is just absolutely not the same watching the basketball team or the hockey team on a night in, night out basis. I need baseball. I need, you know, baseball day in and day out. It's what I live for. It's what makes the spring, summer, and fall so great. I just love baseball, point blank, period. And so I'm going to get you ready for next year's 2026 season. We got this is courtesy of Phillies Tailgate. We got to look at the majority of promos / giveaways for the 26th season, and we're going to rank them. Absolutely, we're going to rank these promos. So just to kind of run through them all here, March 26th, NL East Champions Pennant. March 28th, Opening Night T-shirt. March 31st, Buy One, Get One Hot Dogs. Unbelievable they got rid of the Dollar Dog Night, but we got Buy One, Get One Hot Dogs. April 17th, Jordan Davis post-game concert. Have never heard of any other Jordan Davis besides the Philadelphia Eagles defensive tackle. So I'm going to assume, unless that is who Jordan Davis post-game concert. I know he is, it's not the same guy. I was going to say he's singing. Just had to double check. But no, we got a different Jordan Davis. That would have been pretty funny. It's not him. So we have a different Jordan Davis. April 28th, we got Buy One, Get One on Hot Dogs again. April 30th, Senior Stroll the Bases. Have always been amused by Senior Stroll the Bases being in April, because oftentimes you get really cold days in April. Feels like you would want to have Senior Stroll the Bases in like June, you know, when seniors, people of that age, could actually enjoy the outdoors and not freeze their asses off. Seems like they always do it in April. Kind of funny. May 22nd, Christopher Sanchez bobblehead. This guy, to make the jump, to literally make the jump from, you know, once upon a time, he was a guy who was maybe a middle of the pack pitcher at best, to now we're looking at a guy who is a bona fide stud, going to be the ace of the staff to start the year, getting his own bobblehead day. You got to love Christopher Sanchez. Rob Thompson says he's a man when he takes his shirt off. Damn straight. I got to love the fact that Sanchi, as they call him down at the ballpark, getting his own bobblehead. Fanatic Children's Book, always a classic. The Miller Lite floppy hat. We'll get back to that in terms of the rankings. June 17th, kids run the bases, so they get the warm weather. Feels like they should be getting in the cold, and the seniors should be in June 17th, but whatever. June 30th and July 1st, always a classic, fireworks nights. July 2nd, kids run the bases. July 26th, Fanatic cap. August 18th, Flo Rida post-game concert. That's exciting. And, of course, you know, shout out to Philly Captain, who first went viral for going nuts over a Flo Rida concert during the pandemic. That was on NBC 10. And then September 10th again, when it gets cool again, Senior Stroll the Bases. There will be more promos and giveaways announced at a later date. But we're going to rank these. All right, so I think the best has to be the Flo Rida postgame concert. And that's pretty cool. Flo Rida, he might not still be in his heyday, but back in the day, he had some bangers, man. Low, right? Whistle, you know, Whistle's a great song. Sugar's a great song. You know, he's got some more recent stuff, but his old stuff is what I really like. Would love to see a Flo Rida post-game concert. The fireworks nights are unmatched. I had a chance to go, I think it was this last year. Those fireworks shows are always incredible. They're really a lot of fun. The Phillies have added the drone show in the mix too. Really, really cool stuff. BOGO hot dogs, not the same. They'd be higher if they were dollar dog night, but clearly they just don't want to do it anymore. I think I might have skipped over, by the way, April 12th, Trey Turner replica jersey. Somehow I definitely did skip over that. Yeah, so Trey Turner, because it's sandwiched between two BOGO hot dog nights and a Jordan Davis postgame concert. Trey Turner replica jersey, that's got to be up there. So I'll rank that next. The NL East Champions pennant, that's pretty cool. The opening night t-shirt's always a classic, rewearable over time. You're on the shore, you're at the shore or on the beach, you know, whatever the case might be, in the summer. That's a great shirt. The Christopher Sanchez bobblehead. I'm a bobbleheadsman. I love collecting bobbleheads as a kid. I'll certainly be trying to go to that game. Kids Run the Bases on June 17th. Always funny to watch that happen afterwards. Someone who gets to go in the press box sometimes, watch that happen. Fanatic Cap, that's where the next one comes in. Children's Book, Miller Lite floppy hat doesn't do anything for me. And I think that's how I would rank. I'm trying to think if there were any that I left off here. I think the Fanatic, and interesting also that we don't have any promos after, I mean, we have Flo Rida August 18th, but nothing really in the second half of the season. They'll probably add more, is what I would say, once they get a sense on things. But the post-game concert series is always, you know, great. And again, if I could get video of him doing low at CBP in the year 2026, it's going to be something to see for sure. I think that kind of puts a wrap on the promo side of things here. We have other stuff we got to get to. Might get to it more in tomorrow's pod. But just to kind of give you a preview. The MLB, I'm a student of the game when it comes to who's broadcasting what and how, like, game presentation and TV and stuff like that, tracking how these TV companies value the product. We're going to have a new look in terms of who's broadcasting what in Major League Baseball this year. New media rights deal kicking into effect. And we're going to have to take a look at how that's going to impact the Phillies, because they have some marquee matchups on some networks people aren't going to like. We're talking more non-Comcast games, more subscription-based stuff. It's going to impact the All-Star game in Philadelphia as well. So looking forward to all of that as we look ahead to 2026. It's going to be, a fun baseball season no matter what. A lot of stuff going on in the year 2026. Obviously the World Cup, PGA Championship, stuff like that. But with the All-Star game too, NCAA tournament coming in March, really a lot of fun stuff to look forward to on the horizon. And I think it makes for interesting content. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And since nothing seems to be moving in the baseball marketplace, Phillies have not done squat-ta as of right now. Schwarber, still a free agent. Realmuto, still a free agent. Ranger Suarez, free agent. Bader, free agent. Castellanos, not traded. We're all just sitting here enjoying the offseason, waiting for Dave Dombrowski to do something. So in the meantime, we're gonna do a look ahead, because I don't know about you guys, but I am very much missing baseball on a day-to-day basis. I turn on the Sixers, you know, on a Monday night, or the Flyers on a Tuesday night, or whatever. It's just never the same. It is just absolutely not the same watching the basketball team or the hockey team on a night-in, night-out basis. I need baseball. I need, you know, baseball day in and day out. It's what I live for. It's what makes the spring, summer, and fall so great. I just love baseball, point-blank, period. And so I'm going to get you ready for next year's 2026 season. We got this is courtesy of Phillies Tailgate. we got to look at the majority of promos slash giveaways for the 26th season, and we're going to rank them. Absolutely, we're going to rank these promos. So just to kind of run through them all here, March 26th, NL East Champions Pennant. March 28th, Opening Night T-shirt. March 31st, Buy One, Get One Hot Dogs. Unbelievable they got rid of the Dollar Dog Night, but we got Buy One, Get One Hot Dogs. April 17th, Jordan Davis post-game concert. Have never heard of any other Jordan Davis besides the Philadelphia Eagles defensive tackle. So I'm going to assume, unless that is who Jordan Davis post-game concert. I know he is, yeah, it's not the same guy. I was going to say he's singing. Just had to double check. But no, we got a different Jordan Davis. That would have been pretty funny. No. It's not him, so we have a different Jordan Davis. April 28th, we got Buy One, Get One on Hot Dogs again. April 30th, Senior Stroll the Bases. Have always been amused by Senior Stroll the Bases being in April because oftentimes you get really cold days in April. Feels like you would want to have Senior Stroll the Bases in, like, June, you know, when seniors, people of that age, could actually enjoy the outdoors and not freeze their asses off. Seems like they always do it in April. Kind of funny. May 22nd, Christopher Sanchez bobblehead. That, you know, this guy, to make the jump, to literally make the jump from, you know, once upon a time, he was a guy who was maybe a middle of the pack pitcher at best, to now we're looking at a guy who is a bona fide stud, going to be the ace of the staff to start the year, getting his own bobblehead day. You got to love Christopher Sanchez. Rob Thompson says he's a man when he takes his shirt off. Damn straight. I got to love the fact that Sanchi, as they call him down at the ballpark, getting his own bobblehead. Fanatic Children's Book, always a classic. The Miller Lite floppy hat. We'll get back to that in terms of the rankings. June 17th, kids run the bases, so they get the warm weather. Feels like they should be getting in the cold, and the seniors should be in June 17th, but whatever. June 30th and July 1st, always a classic, fireworks nights. July 2nd, kids run the bases. July 26th, Fanatic cap. August 18th, Flo Rida post-game concert. That's exciting. And, of course, you know, shout-out to Philly Captain, who first went viral for going nuts over a Flo Rida concert during the pandemic. That was on NBC 10. And then September 10th again, when it gets cool again, Senior Stroll the Bases. There will be more promos and giveaways announced at a later date. But we're going to rank these. All right, so I think the best has to be the Flo Rida postgame concert. And that's pretty cool. Flo Rida, he might not still be in his heyday, but back in the day, he had some bangers, man. Low, right? Whistle, you know, Whistle's a great song. Sugar's a great song. You know, he's got some more recent stuff, but his old stuff is what I really like. Would love to see a Flo Rida post-game concert. The fireworks nights are unmatched. I had a chance to go, I think it was this last year. Those fireworks shows are always incredible. They're really a lot of fun. The Phillies have added the drone show in the mix, too. Really, really cool stuff. BOGO hot dogs, not the same. They'd be higher if they were Dollar Dog Night, but clearly they just don't want to do it anymore. I think I might have skipped over, by the way, April 12th, Trey Turner replica jersey. Somehow I definitely did skip over that. So Trey Turner, because it's sandwiched between two BOGO hot dog nights and a Jordan Davis post-game concert. Trey Turner replica jersey, that's got to be up there. So I'll rank that next. The NL East Champions pennant. That's pretty cool. The opening night T-shirt's always a classic, rewearable over time. You're on the shore, you're at the shore or on the beach, you know, whatever the case might be, in the summer. That's a great shirt. The Christopher Sanchez bobblehead. I'm a bobbleheadsman. I love collecting bobbleheads as a kid. I'll certainly be trying to go to that game. Kids run the bases on June 17th. Always funny to watch that happen afterwards. Someone who gets to go in the press box sometimes watch that happen. Fanatic cap, that's where the next one comes in. Children's book, Miller Lite floppy hat doesn't do anything for me. And I think that's how I would rank. I'm trying to think if there were any that I left off here. I think the Fanatic, and interesting also that we don't have any promos after, I mean, we've Flo Rida August 18th, but nothing really in the second half of the season. They'll probably add more, is what I would say, once they get a sense on things. But the post-game concert series is always, you know, great. And again, if I could get video of him doing low at CBP in the year 2026, it's going to be something to see for sure. I think that kind of puts a wrap on the promo side of things here. We have other stuff we got to get to. Might get to it more in tomorrow's pod. I'll just kind of give you a preview. The MLB, I love, I'm a student of the game when it comes to who's broadcasting what and how, like, game presentation and TV and stuff like that, tracking how these TV companies value the product. We're going to have a new look in terms of who's broadcasting what in Major League Baseball this year. New media rights deal kicking into effect. And we're going to have to take a look at how that's going to impact the Phillies, because they have some marquee matchups on some networks people aren't going to like. We're talking more non-Comcast games, more subscription-based stuff. It's going to impact the All-Star game in Philadelphia as well. So looking forward to all of that as we look ahead to 2026. It's going to be, I think, a fun baseball season no matter what. A lot of stuff going on in the year 2026. Obviously the World Cup, PGA Championship, stuff like that. But with the All-Star game too, NCAA tournament coming in March, really a lot of fun stuff to look forward to on the horizon. And I think it makes for interesting content.